California has one of the biggest economies in the world, and it continues to face big problems. This week, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger proposed a list of measures to reduce a multi-billion-dollar budget deficit. One proposal is a 90-day freeze in home foreclosures. That could help thousands of homeowners, but some real estate experts say it's a bad idea. NPR's Carrie Kahn sent us this story from one of the epicenters of the foreclosure crisis.
Sammy Montiel rakes the leaves off the front walkway of his two-story home in Beaumont, California, which is about 80 miles east of downtown Los Angeles. Montiel bought the house just before he was deployed to Iraq last March with his National Guard unit. He came back in June, so he's only lived here for 6 months. And now he can no longer afford to make the monthly mortgage payments.
Since I've been out, nothing but struggling since then. I didn't imagine I'd face this when I come back home. I didn't want to face this.
He stopped receiving his active duty pay, and his wife Edith's salary has all but dried up. On top of that, home prices have dropped nearly 30% in this part of Southern California. Sammy and Edith Montiel now owe more than their house is worth.
We're in the negative. We're upside down.
The economy is really, really bad, and a lot of people just left, like my neighbors. They just left, and other people across the street are, you know, going into foreclosures and short sales.
The Montiels clearly aren't alone. Californians are losing their homes at record rates. According to the research firm MDA DataQuick, nearly 80,000 homes were foreclosed on in the third quarter of this year.
We have a dramatic situation here, and it takes dramatic solutions and immediate action. We must stop the bleeding.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's solution is to place a 90-day freeze on pending home foreclosures in the state. He's called legislators back to Sacramento to consider that and other proposals to help close an $11 billion deficit.
Nothing will stimulate our economy and bring it back quicker than creating a stable housing market and keeping people in their homes.
But Norm Miller, a real estate economist at the University of San Diego, says the governor's proposed foreclosure freeze is a bad idea. He says it would just delay the inevitable correction the market needs to make if it is to recover. And he says if the government steps in and unilaterally lowers interest rates on existing contracts, it's going to be hard to find buyers for California mortgages.
If there's the risk that California does things independently of the rest of the country, then we eliminate the demand for buying mortgages from California. And that means our interest rates for mortgages would climb dramatically.
Governor Schwarzenegger insists his plan will help families keep their homes and help the state's economy. He says lenders will be rewarded for working with distressed buyers and be exempt from the 90-day waiting period. For Iraq war vet Sammy Montiel, trying to get his lender to modify his loan on his own was useless. He says he made several efforts, but in the end, he couldn't even get his calls returned. Montiel says that was a big switch from the way the lender acted when it was trying to sell him a mortgage.
I was honest with them. This is what I'm going to get paid. This is what my wife's getting paid. Oh, yeah, you guys will do fine. You know, you guys want a home, you know, before you leave, and you want a home when you come back. Hopefully, I get to keep it.
Montiel says he hopes some sort of bailout program gets up and running soon. If not, he sees no other option than reenlisting so his family can stay in their home. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.